I will see you next week for Fun Drive. I have a special show, and I might have a couple of prizes for you to win. All right. Until then.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
You are listening to CITR 101.9. We are broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral territorial lands of the Musqueam people.
there's a light on me, yeah, there's a TV playing steady. I am so with the hum and the glow, with the hum and the glow, it seems to spill out of the room, too far away, but far too soon. No one running, but this is a race. There is no space, there is no space. The cable split, wires frayed, but left on all day. You are away. There is no rest, there's no space, there's no rest, there's no space.
Back. That was Pale Red with their song Heavy, or The Hum and the Glow, off their album Heavy Petting, coming in at number 30 on the charts. It's Kyla again. I was gone last week, but I'm here now with some new friends. Aiko has a midterm, so she can't join me and share her new stories, but I have Teo and Anne with me today.
Woo-woo.
Hello. Oh, yeah.
How are you guys?
We're good. We're good.
Gucci, you know, just living life, taking it easy
yeah,
after the break.
It's really exciting. Never been on a radio show before.
And has never been on the radio show. Teo, do you want to plug your show?
Well, it's not really a show. It's a podcast. If you guys get the chance to go on Apple Podcasts and look up Midnight Space Flight, it's a sci-fi comedy sitcom. So if you're into that kind of Monty cool. Python style, then please give it a listen and shed support.
Shed support?
Yeah, just... Share since support. Everyone's just so supportive.
Everyone's supportive.
You shed off a layer of support.
Yeah, like an onion. Yeah,
like layers of just different types of support.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Preferably in the form of social media likes and follows, but...
You heard it here first. Shed
I
off
have
the
nothing
layer.
To plug. I didn't know this radio station existed until today, so...
But you're here now.
But I'm here now.
You can tell us about yourself. Tell us a fun fact.
Oh, yeah. You told me to think of a fun fact.
I did.
There are a lot of fun facts, but probably not ones I can say on air.
Ooh. These are even more fun.
I'm from Toronto. Me and Kyla were both did a musical last year.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah,
really? What musical?
Into the Woods.
It was the Totem Park Residence musical.
Oh.
Yeah. I was the vocal coach. Anne was the grandmother slash giant. We double cast. Yeah. She was that important.
Wow.
It was super important. Except for the fact that I was like the most minor character.
Did it go well?
Yeah, Santa Ono came. It was a big deal.
Oh, I think I remember this.
And where did you live last year?
When did I live?
Where?
I lived in Vanier.
Oh, yeah, Vanier did You're in Town. That
yeah,
was there.
Yeah, I auditioned and I was like, no, I don't have time.
Not good enough for me.
How was You're in Town, was it?
I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah, cool. I thought it was good. But I mean, I'm biased. I didn't go see Rent.
Was it basic? Because it's urine. Because urine's
like, oh my god. Okay, so you're kicked off the show. We're moving on. I liked it. I didn't see Rent because I was really sick that weekend, and my parents were in town. But I think Into the Woods was the best. But whatever.
The movie was really good too. With Meryl Streep.
Like, I feel like everyone was talking about this last year, but we all were like cast so well. I feel like everyone fit their role.
We worked very hard. We typecasted everyone. But
I found it funny, like, that you cast me as a grandma, because that's like so many people are like,
really?
You're a grandma.
You've got grandma vibes.
I do have grandma vibes.
That's okay. Grandma vibes are fine.
Yeah. Everyone grandmas loves... are great.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess this is a chart show, so I should play some music. But you'll be back. You'll get our fun commentary back in a couple minutes. So please enjoy Hush by Bored Decor, coming in at number 26, I believe. Yes, number 26. So enjoy.
Thank you.
are back. The song you just heard was Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid by the 427s, which comes in at number 18, which I think is a good song. And then before that, we had Ivory Towers and their song Marshmallow off their album Quiller that came in at 22. So what did you guys think?
Well, I mean, for the first one, I got a little bit of a Beatles vibe, the kind of slurred...
The board decor one.
Yeah. And then the other one, I got like a sci-fi vibe. We're talking about Blade Runner.
The first one especially, we were jamming out in the studio.
We could imagine like desolate landscape and what's his name from...
Who plays
the main guy in Blade Runner?
Harrison Ford.
Yes, thank you. I can imagine Harrison Ford in like a leather jacket walking in like the open landscape with that kind of music playing, eerie music.
I found out a very fun fact about Harrison Ford the other
day.
I love it.
For Star Wars, like, you know, what was it? Like The Force Awakens, the one with like Kylo Ren. Sorry, spoilers. when he kills it, we were talking about that. Anyway,
it's been a long time.
So I found out that for that movie, Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill got paid $650,000 for the whole movie, but then Harrison Ford got paid $1 million for each week they filmed.
Do you know why?
Because he's way more famous than the other one.
That, and like he also didn't want to do Star Wars.
Yeah, so they had to pay him. Yeah, and that's why they killed lucrative. Him.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't keep affording to pay for him.
What a sneaky little guy. What a little minx.
What a sneaky
little money minx.
I don't know. For me, I think that's an impressive, like,
he played the system. Yeah. That's a power
he
move.
He is the system.
That's a money move.
Yes.
It's a money minx move.
Money minx.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
Cardi B out here making money moves. Yeah.
Harrison Ford taking a page out of Cardi B's book.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Jeez. Indiana Jones was a good movie, I guess, with Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford's in Indiana Jones, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, I do this thing.
He plays Doc in Back to the Future, too.
Stop. Finn can, like, judge. We watched Ocean's 11, and George Clooney walked on screen, and I was like, wow, look at Brad Pitt. And then instead of correcting me, he just let it happen until Brad Pitt walked. And I was like, wait a second. And I've done it multiple times.
Can I flex? I met Brad Pitt.
Really?
Yeah, I was an extra in a movie called War Machine on Netflix, and he started off right next to me, and I knew that I'd be cut out because they edit movies.
They cut out the intros,
so you know he was mid-walk instead of static.
Yeah.
But I like stood like this close to him and had a conversation with him. I was fangirling, low key. It was great.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. That's a good flex.
Thank you.
Why didn't you bring that up when I was talking?
I don't like flexing like in small social circles. Like there need to be a lot of people listening.
You mean my mom and my boyfriend who are listening?
Quick shout out.
Who are like in their cars, they're probably like, oh, I hate them. Like dare they not recognize me? They better text me.
They probably hate me because I'm like, who's this guy just like talking about himself? Like no one likes that. No one likes to listen to someone talk about themselves and how great they are.
But I think it depends on the person. So.
Sometimes if they're a really great person, you're like, you know what? Sure.
That's fair.
Yeah, like you can tell me all the things you've done. Yeah. You could do it.
I mean, I don't really know if there's anyone I'd want to hear talk about themselves, unless it was Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about, like, celebrity crushes, and Anne and I were like, oh, Shawn Mendes, totally. And then Teo's like, yeah, Bill Murray.
I mean, Shawn Mendes, he's cute, right? I won't deny it. He's got good looks going for him, but Bill Murray, I could have at a party all day.
But honestly, I don't know have you seen, like, interviews with Shawn Mendes or, like, read them. He's a very like thoughtful person, I feel like. Obviously he's a celebrity,
he's so
and I
cute.
Don't know what he's actually like, but he seems like he really cares a lot about
this,
like,
is how they get you,
how he lives his life, and like
this is how they manipulate you,
how they make their money.
This is like ASMR conspiracy.
Right, weren't you saying we should do conspiracy
theories?
It's because like a couple months ago I was like, I want to have a radio show that's just conspiracy theories.
Like, what's the BuzzFeed?
Brexit.
BuzzFeed Unsolved?
Or like Shane Dawson.
Yeah.
Like, I am Shane Dawson now. Oh, hey, guys. And then play like...
Who's Shane Dawson?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. I don't actually watch you. Is he a YouTube guy?
Yeah, he's a YouTube.
Yeah, I don't watch YouTube. Oh, is he the guy that is married to the porn star?
No. He did, like, the Jake Paul, like, expose.
Oh, the... Jake Paul's the guy that like filmed the Japanese
No, that's
forest.
Logan Paul. Okay, oh, we'll, okay. Okay, we're going to play some more music, and then
I'm completely uneducated.
We're going to fill him in on YouTube pop culture, and then I'll let you know. All right, the next song is Party Whip by Dumb, so I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. The deep inside, the outstretched. stop. Slowly on.
So we're back. What you were just listening to was I Would Rather See by Julia Holter off her album Aviary, coming in at 14. Then we had Inconsist by Olafur's Arnalds. I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but that's what it was. And it came in at number 16. And then before that, we had Party Whip by Dumb off their album Seeing Green. And we were discussing lactose intolerance. Because everyone found out I was allergic to chocolate. If you're new here, I'm allergic to chocolate. So,
it's a curse.
It kind of is, I guess, but I'm used to it now, and it hurts my stomach, so. But sometimes I really like coffee crisps, so I'll just, like, eat it and deal.
Ew, gross. Is that, like, the chocolate bar, the yellow one?
Yeah.
It's ew, so good.
That's, no, what? That's the worst one.
What?
Are you guys?
Get out of
Canada. Yeah.
No, it's the flakes, like the Cadbury flakes, like the yellow wrapper, like, breaking chocolate. That's the best one.
I'm sorry, what did that mean?
Like, I was telling you, like, that the better version of Coffee Crisp is it's called Flakes, and it's a British one. It's yellow. And
it's just chocolate, though. That doesn't, it's literally, it's
but
yeah.
The Coffee Crisp is good because it's got, like, the wafers that are.
And yeah, that's gross.
No.
Ooh.
It's not.
People
okay.
People actually like
we'll,
that?
We'll agree to disagree because
well, I in my
I love
defense,
Coffee Crisp.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like they have less chocolate. Like I'm
exactly. You want more chocolate.
No, it makes me
I mean,
sick.
Obviously for you wouldn't.
What it's else delicious. Do I eat a lot of things that have chocolate in them anyway.
Well,
like sometimes
like,
I'll just
especially
like
especially stuff with like dairy and chocolate, like people are like, "You know what? I don't care. I'll
I
deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
It's too good.
I'll poop my pants with liquid for the next 3 hours.
Ew.
It's worth it. It's
leave me, like, with my job and stuff, I've taken people, like, on trips who I have to pack specially for, and then they'll eat dairy anyway. And I'll be like, are you kidding me?
Oh, that
like,
sucks.
Now you're going to, like, face the consequences, but I worked hard to, like, make you another meal.
It's the thought that counts.
There is this girl in Montreal who's like friends with my friend who I was visiting there, and I hope she's not listening because I'm just gonna like expose her, but she's anaphylactic to peanuts and she eats
oof.
Them all the time.
What?
And they've had to take her to the hospital like 3 times because she's just like,
does she want to have a die?
No, she's just like not careful about it. Like she one time she ate like pad thai, which like everyone knows pad thai has peanuts in it.
I didn't.
Yeah.
If you guys are in the studio right now, they both just stopped and stared at me at the same time. I feel very intimidated.
But, like, I don't know. She just, they've, like, had to take her to the hospital so many different times. And she just, like, stabs herself and she's like, okay, let's go. And I'm
brutal.
Like, why wouldn't you just, like, be more careful?
That reminds me, I don't know if you guys have seen that, like, meme or it's, like, a Twitter thing where someone's like, yeah, I knew this kid when I was younger who just really wanted to try Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. He got his EpiPen.
Yeah.
He ate the peanut butter cup and then stabbed himself.
But, I mean, like, it can't feel good to stab yourself with an EpiPen.
No.
And, like,
but
to
I guess,
put your
I mean,
body
unless you're into
in
that.
Stop. No one's into that. But the one thing that we do that I've told them that I have to do is we go through the concerts
okay.
of the week.
Tell
so
us.
We've got some good concerts tonight if you guys are feeling like going out.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Romano is playing at the Biltmore.
Ooh.
And Norma Jones is playing at the Anza. On Tuesday, Current Joys is playing at the Biltmore. And Andrea Gilson is playing at Wise Hall. Then Wednesday, Brass Tracks is at the Imperial, and Jipson is at the Gilt and Co. Thursday, we've got Robin, who's like this wonderful like Swedish singer. She's the best at
Robin.
Pacific Coliseum. Ooh. I think tickets are still on sale. I'm poor, but go support her.
Same.
She's Swedish and great.
I'm saving for Europe, so.
Fair.
Yeah.
Shafi and RKCB at the Fox Cabaret and Satsang at the Biltmore. Then on Friday, there's lots on Friday and lots on Saturday. Friday, we've got Crystal Kelly at the Roxy, Balin at the Fox Cabaret, The Tourist Company and Long Range Hustle at the Biltmore, Detroit Swindle at Ope Studios, and or Hope Studios? I don't know. And Andrew Rail at Celebrities. And then on Saturday, we have Bad Baby at Venue.
Whoa.
So
is that a big,
wait,
is that a big deal?
Oh my gosh. It's because it's Latin night.
Well, yeah.
Where?
Baby's gonna be. Do you know the girl who got famous from Dr. Phil and like the Catch Me Outside?
Oh yeah. Is that her band?
That's her, and she's like a rapper now, and she's gonna be here.
Are you
on
kidding
Saturday
me?
At Venue.
Is she good?
Honestly, like she's not bad.
I listened to like that one song where she made the music video.
Oh, like the white Porsche. What?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something like that. It wasn't like great, but it definitely wasn't like there's, the
yeah,
worst
oh
I've ever
God.
Heard.
What? I'm yeah. just in shock. She made a career out of that?
Yeah. yeah.
She's got like
where
a Snapchat like show now. Like they have different episodes about her life. I feel like she's just
oh
making
God.
Bank right now.
Yeah. Where? Finn's played a couple of his songs. He gets another shout out because he missed it. And honestly, they're not bad. Like, and her rapping is actually pretty good. And she's like 16, so.
What?
Yeah.
I thought she was way older than that.
No.
How long ago was the Dr. Phil thing?
Like 2 years ago.
So she was 14.
Yeah.
14. 14?
Yeah.
Wow. I am totally out of it.
But if you don't feel like going through that drama, there's also Cœur de Pirate is playing at the Commodore, who's pretty awesome.
Oh, I love.
Yeah, yeah, Cosmic Gate at the Harbor Event Center, and the Coat Hangers at the Imperial, and Lazy Ghost, which I think is a wonderful band name, at the Fox Cabaret. And then on Sunday, Billy Idol and Steve Stevens is playing at the Vogue. Young Gravy, who's like a really funny rapper, is playing at Venue. And then Rosie and the Rivers is playing at St. James Hall.
Cool.
Are you still shook about Bad
Baby? No. Is Young Gravy Rich, the guy that changed his name from like Rich, like Chiba? Or Rich?
We can find out the power of
like
Google.
The Asian guy that changed his name because it was like insensitive or like people said it was insensitive.
Oh, I don't know.
Also known as Little Steamer and Mr. Clean.
No idea. Like, completely no clue.
His real name is Matthew Hari? Hari?
Oh, wait a minute.
He's 22 and he's from Minnesota.
Oh, no. I'm getting mixed up. Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I know no one else is listening. Finn just texted me and he said coffee crisps are gross. Aero bars are worse.
Thank you. You know what? My mom likes Aero Finn and I don't like them just because she likes them. And it's a clash if I like it because she won't share. But yeah. Better than coffee crisps.
Aero bars are gross.
I like coffee crisps better than Aero bars, but I will admit Aero bars...
I can't believe we got back on this, but I'm upset about this.
I didn't realize how many music events happened like on a weekly basis here.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
this is crazy.
There's those, but there's so many more. Like I just pick ones.
Well, those are all like the main like clubs.
Those are like big clubs. Yeah. Like you go to any club, you go to like Pat's Pub where they have Shindig and they have people almost every night.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah, Vancouver has a really great music scene. So if you guys are looking to find new local music.
I keep hearing about Fox Cabaret. I really want to go.
I heard it's fun. Isia told me it's fun. Isia is the music exec here and also on the Music Collective on Fridays from 5 to 6. Hit it up. It's a wonderful show. I think it's 5 to 6.
I'll take your word for it. I mean, I've
somewhere around there. She's great. She said the Fox Cabaret is great. So everyone should go.
Let's go with her because I've met her 2 years ago, and we've never hung out.
Now's
I just
the time.
Always see her around campus, and somehow she knows people I know.
She knows everyone. I've never met someone who knows as many people she does, but that's good. She also got a shout-out. Everyone gets a shout-out today. But we'll keep it going with some songs. We've got Tasha with her song New Place, so hope you guys enjoy this one.
A new time, a new sun, new sunlight, a new bed, a new night, a new hand to hold tight, a new planet, new heights, with new starshine I might find new comfort, new vibe. A new heart to call mine. Maybe it's right here, it's right now. Maybe we the future we envisioned all the time ago. Maybe we still got time to go. Or maybe we're destined for light now. Maybe we got galaxies mapped out on all our paths.
lesson of tomorrow. See me moonbeam, see me scatter. See us all up in your atmosphere. Fucking up, it's matter. Try to break us, we won't falter. Throw your prayers on up to us now, like grandmama on your altar. Day is coming when we dance all them. No more black folks left for you to keep on pushing to the bottom. Baby, come now, our vessel is waiting. It's okay if you feel nervous. Look at me, my hands are shaking. Maybe it's right here, it's right now. Maybe we're the future we envisioned all that time ago. Maybe we still got time to go. Or maybe we're destined for light now. Maybe we got galaxies mapped out on all our paths tomorrow. Maybe we're blasting off tomorrow. Hurry, before they see that we're leaving. Don't worry, haven't you noticed you haven't been breathing? Hurry, before they see that we're leaving. Don't worry, haven't you noticed you haven't.
This is Lauren.
Hey, it's Eleanor.
I'm Nellie.
We're my wife.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
that was Rice Cake Sardines by Divorcer, which I picked because I liked the name and the song. And that's number two this week. Before that, we heard No One's Easy to Love off the album Remind Me Tomorrow by Sharon Van Etten. Then that came in at number six. At number 10, we had Belle vs. Sebastian off the album West Ends by Wild Kind. And what did you guys think?
They're great.
Great songs.
Great songs.
Yes.
That's it. That's all you have to say. Well, our number one song this week is going to be What You Do to Me by Be Afraid off their album One More Year. But we're just going to say bye. Thank you guys for coming on the show.
And the participants who contributed to our conversation about Aero bars and coffee crisps.
It was a very important discussion. Mm-hmm. I will be back again next week. So I look forward to seeing you guys then. Please enjoy.